This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now, here's your host, Mark Shuttleworth.
And joining us on the phone this morning on Rock Talk is Laura Heltz, the Executive Director of Veterans Outreach Center here in Rochester. Laura, always good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you, Mark?
Doing well. You guys never rest over at Veterans Outreach Center. You always have about 1,000 things going on. And the reason we're going to talk to you today specifically is about an event you have coming up about a week and a half, August 23rd. It's called Pound the Ground. We'll get to that in just a few minutes. But first, we want a reminder of exactly what Veterans Outreach Center is all about, because I think even if people think they know, I don't think they really know all the things that you're doing. And I don't think we could have enough time on the air to explain everything that you guys do. But you can kind of give us a summary of Veterans Outreach Center, how it started, what you guys do, and how you do it.
Sure thing. Yeah. So we're a nonprofit organization. We're the oldest one of our kind in the country, actually, and we're celebrating our 50th anniversary this year. So we're super excited about that.
Yeah.
But a lot of people mix us up with the VA. And so we're not the VA. The VA is obviously run by the federal government, and that's the healthcare facility and benefits that military servicemen and women may be entitled to after they come home from the military. VOC, Veterans Outreach Center, we were founded by local returning Vietnam veterans in 1973 because, unfortunately, not everyone is eligible for the VA. And at that time in our country's history, of course, very unfortunately, we know that a lot of Vietnam veterans were not welcomed home. They weren't welcomed into some of the more traditional veteran organizations. And so they really founded kind of in an effort to support one another and help each other become successful again as civilians. And some of the initial programs that they offered was were really built around camaraderie and peer support and around employment and training opportunities and helping each other network in the community. Over time, we've grown and expanded, and now our menu of services includes all kinds of things, from residential programs. We have an emergency shelter, a transitional living facility, and a permanent affordable housing complex. We offer employment training still, as I mentioned, but it's really grown quite a bit. And every year we help anywhere from 170 to 200 veterans get back into the workforce, civilian workforce. And then we've got what we call our Morale Center, and that is just a really wonderful part of our organization. Everything that makes a person feel good, so massage therapy, hydromassage, a fitness center, a barber shop, crisis intervention, peer and social gatherings, and all kinds of things like that take place in our Morale Center. And then we've got our quartermaster, so food, clothing, essential items, the types of basic needs that a person may unfortunately find that they can't provide for themselves if they're really struggling financially or otherwise. And so we actually do that in a really beautiful and dignified way. We've revamped our entire quartermaster store pantry and our clothing closet, quote unquote, really feel like you're just going shopping. There's all kinds of other things. We provide free bus passes for the RTS bus system. We case manage veterans treatment court. We do a lot of other case management services and connections with other organizations in the community, too.
It really is a hive of activity over there. And your location is it South Avenue, right?
Mm-hmm. It is. That's our main location, is at 459 South Ave. And then our residential buildings are further down South Ave, as well as on Cypress and Sio Street.
Okay. We were there last year, I think it was, and we had a tour. And you're right about the pantry. It's done, like you use the word, with dignity. It is done in such a nice way where people can go in, the shelves are stocked, and they can take what they need. And you were in the process, I think, of redoing the where the clothing was on the lower level and kind of setting that up more like almost like a boutique-y kind of thing, which is such a cool idea and such a nice way to do it.
Yeah, thank you. Well, and I think the other thing that's important to note is that all of our services are at no cost to the veteran. So, you know, everything I just described costs them nothing. And every person who served our country, who wore their nation's uniform, even if it was only for a day on active duty, if you wore your nation's uniform, you're welcome to come into VOC and receive our services.
Yeah, and one of the things I know when we had the tour that you guys talked about was there are a number of benefits that veterans are eligible for. So they're wearing the uniform, serving the nation, they've earned these. But sometimes government's involved, it gets complicated really quickly. And I hate filling out forms. I always feel like I'm going to make a mistake on the form. And I know that, you know, when I'm filling things out, they get kicked back to you and it's a nightmare. And if you're a veteran, you look at all that, you're like, you know what? I know it's there. I know I've earned it, but I don't know how to go about getting these things. It's almost like there's obstacles in the way, intentionally so. So I'm just not going to take those. And they should take those. So if you're a veteran listening, they can come to you, right? And you kind of help them walk the path to get what they're eligible for?
Yes. So you brought up a lot of really good points in there, Mark. I mean, first of all, it's complicated enough. It's super complicated knowing what you're eligible for from the federal government, the state government, local governments. And then you add to that all of the eligibility criteria. Well, you're eligible for the GI Bill if you served 2 years on active duty and you were, you know, in one of these locations and you had this much time after 9/11, or, you know, you're eligible for compensation if. And so even just within each government agency, you know, every different program comes with different eligibility criteria. And then the laws change. And so what you weren't eligible for when you first got out, or when you got 5 years after you got out, now you're eligible for. And so for a veteran to try to keep up with all of that, I mean, it's very, very complicated. And we're happy to help walk anybody through what are you, based on your unique service, what are you currently eligible for? What might you be eligible for in the future? And all those kinds of things.
Yeah.
I just, you know, it's funny. I just mentioned to you right before we came on the air that I just got married in May.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to update my last name and my address with the VA. Now, I love the VA. I personally use the VA. I've served 8 years in the Army. And so this is not a complaint, but it's just a comment, I guess, on some of the bureaucratic elements that, you know, government agencies have. And so I had to fill out two different forms for VA benefits versus VA healthcare. I had to actually go in person to fill out another form at the healthcare facility. Then I had to write a letter and include different documentation to both of those different agencies. And then I have to call another line for the defense eligibility criteria, defense eligibility, whatever it is. and give them some information. So it's like, you know, just that alone, just changing
your name. You're not even, you're not even applying for more benefits or a new program.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
So anyway, that's one of the great things about VOC. We take all the complicated elements out. We make it simple.
Absolutely. And that's what you need to do. Cause these folks, and you're a veteran yourself. These are things that have been earned. And these are things that these folks deserve. And they're right there. It's just paperwork stands in the way in many cases, or knowing what you're eligible for. And like you said, laws, rules change, and sometimes to the benefit of the of veterans. So reach out to Veterans Outreach Center, find out, and please use these benefits that are that you've earned over there. So how is Veterans Outreach Center? Wait, let me reset this real quick. We're talking to Laura Heltz, the executive director of Veterans Outreach Center. You can find Veterans Outreach Center online at veteransoutreachcenter.org. Great website. You can donate through there. But tell us how, speaking of donations, how is Veterans Outreach Center funded? Because there's a lot going on.
Yeah, so we have a variety of different ways that we get funding, and that might be through government grants or through big family foundations or corporate foundations. We also have a fundraising team that do mailings and they do special events, and we are on the receiving end of like third party charitable events as well. So our fundraising team, you know, they're really given a pretty hard task that every year we set a budget, like any nonprofit, but our ability to deliver all these programs and services that I mentioned at no cost to the veteran depends on how well they're doing their jobs, and then of course that depends in large part on a very generous community, which we're always very fortunate to have in the Rochester area.
That's fantastic. So the website again is veteransoutreachcenter.org. We got a big event coming up August 23rd. It's Pound the Ground. Tell us all about this.
Yes. So speaking of fundraising, this is one of our big four fundraisers of the year, and it's a really, you know, it's a 5K run walk, and you might think, oh, gee, you know, Rochester has a million of those, and they're fun. I think, you know, in this part of the country, we look forward to getting outside in the summertime, but ours is a little bit unique, and I think I'm probably a little partial, but it's super fun because we bring in the military component, and so we've got something called the Battle of the Branches. If you served in the armed forces and you identify that when you register, then whichever branch has the fastest runner in it gets the honor of having the golden boot.
Ooh.
And it's a cool boot, and we put each year we put which branches service won it. I'm proud to say the Army won last year.
Congratulations.
We needed it because it's probably the first year in 10 years that we beat the Navy, but
Navy's tough.
They are. And we also have a great guy from the Navy that offers a voluntary warm-up for everybody before the run, military style. So that's fun. He's kind of yelling at everybody, getting them to do a little bit of military style PT. And then we've got food trucks. We have what we call our corporate road warriors, so people that are running on behalf of their companies, forming teams. Just a very fun atmosphere, music, lots of celebration.
Oh, that's fantastic. Sounds like a great time. It's August 23rd. And if folks want to be involved, there's still time. They can register, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, help us reach our goal. If you're listening out there and you're like me and your running days are over, it's still a beautiful place to walk at Mendon Ponds.
Yeah.
It's a Wednesday evening, so it's generally a little bit cooler. A lot of people bring out their strollers with their kids, and sometimes people even bring their dogs out. And just a great opportunity to help us not only meet our fundraising goal, but then also to celebrate our 50th anniversary with us. We want to see 500 runners out there this year, and so we got to get a few more signups to meet that goal.
And so do people come along to cheer the folks on as well?
Oh, they do, yeah. And again, they get some food at the food truck, and it's just kind of a lively atmosphere and good time for a weeknight, that's quick. You're out there, a couple hours at the most, and you're home before it gets dark.
Yeah.
So it's really nice.
It's a great look. A lot of us, we sit by, we appreciate our veterans, we appreciate our military, and we are quick to say thank you for the service. But many times it ends there, and this is a way for you to take it to the next step, to support this organization that physically, tangibly assists our veterans here at home in so many ways, and whether it's walking or running yourself, or whether it's just making a donation to the organization, or finding out a way. Do you guys need volunteers at Veterans Outreach Center, Laura?
Oh, we do. We are always looking for volunteers, actually. So if anybody has an interest in donating their time to us, which is extremely valuable to us, they can also get on our website and just look up volunteer opportunities, and we would love to have people come out and help. And, in fact, volunteer at Pound the Ground if you want to do that.
There you go.
Some volunteer roles that we have are kind of on a daily basis or a weekly basis, and then others it's just like a one-time event. You want to come out and do something nice and feel good at the same time. So, it's interesting. You were talking about just the funding and all those things. And a former boss of mine once said something that's always stayed with me, and that is that a budget is a statement of priorities. And I think about that in terms of, where do we put our money to? And when we're looking for, are we spending a lot of money as a family, going out to dinner or doing, family activities or whatever? And when you're thinking about your charitable dollars, I mean, it's a way of showing what your priorities are in your life and for your family. And so, if anybody is interested in being patriotic and helping those that have sacrificed and served on behalf of our country, we would certainly honor your commitment to us as well.
That is a wonderful, that's a great way to put things when you talk about, it is your priorities are where you put your money. And, Yeah, this is a great way you can get involved. Veterans Outreach Center website is veteransoutreachcenter.org. That's veteransoutreachcenter.org. And again, Pound the Ground, Mendon Ponds Park, August 23rd. It's coming up, and you can donate on the website. Laura, is there anything we haven't mentioned today that you want to make sure we get across to our Legends audience this morning?
I guess just the only other thing is that if you know a veteran and maybe that person has told you already, I already looked into it. I don't qualify for anything. Oh, I tried to get enrolled in the VA. I don't qualify. Maybe just encourage them one more time to stop down, see what VOC has to offer. people are so often surprised at the things that we can do to help them. We've got a nice program going right now with the Monroe County Bar Association where it's called Lawyer for a Day, and folks that are dealing with the criminal justice system, whether it's something big or small, we've got lawyers that come out and we'll take their cases pro bono. Mm. So we have so many things going on here, and you don't know until you've been. So come on out. It's, you know, you don't need an appointment. Just walk in, and if that veteran isn't you, but it's somebody in your life, encourage them to come out. There's no harm in it. There's no shame in it. There's no anything except just a great opportunity.
And I think something else that I think we took away from a conversation that we might have had last year is that, you know, this is not just eligible for veterans who have, who become veterans in the last 10 years. I mean, you could be right in your 60s, in your 70s, in your 80s even, and you can reach out to Veterans Outreach Center. They're not going to say, well, that window of your, you know, of us helping you has expired. That's ridiculous. You, any age, if you've served this country, you get to, you know, take advantage of the Veterans Outreach Center, and they gladly help you.
Definitely. That's exactly right.
Excellent. Laura Heltz, Executive Director of Veterans Outreach Center. We appreciate you. We appreciate everybody down there who does this great work for our veterans who we adore. VeteransOutreachCenter.org is the website. And Laura, great talking with you. Congratulations on your recent marriage.
Oh, thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGC, DJRO Broadcasting.